Ask Brett is where the personal gets published, and Brett does not flinch.
Today, we're in the World Traveler series, deep in the territory of relationships, deception, and what gets left behind when trust is broken beyond repair.
Heavy territory. Let's start with the story of Adi.
This segment is about a relationship that was never what it appeared to be. 3 years of emotional investment in someone who, it turns out, was engineering every moment of it.
The post doesn't bury the conclusion. It opens with this. The truth, I would later understand, is that he was playing me the entire time. His affections were a performance, designed to keep me on a string in the hope I would deliver him back to Melbourne.
That's the shape of the whole story in two sentences. What follows is the detail of how that performance was sustained, across borders, a pandemic, and years of silence.
It starts with a Sunday afternoon hookup that ends the moment Adi gets what he came for. Then a long silence, then a call from an Uber window, then 3 years of an internet relationship conducted from India while Australia's borders were closed.
And during those 3 years, real things happened. His family contracted COVID, his sister outed him to his parents, and then there were, as the post puts it, the months, plural, when he simply and unapologetically vanished without a single word of communication.
Months, plural. And yet every favor was called in, every political contact leveraged, until a visa was arranged. That is a staggering amount of effort directed at someone who was running a performance.
The arrival lands on New Year's Day, following 3 canceled return dates, none of them communicated in advance. Within 10 days, Brett was in the Alfred ICU. Collapsed kidneys, advanced pneumonia, a heart under the weight of accumulated stress. 5 days with no memory. Full dialysis.
And while that was happening, Adi left. He never returned.
The post is precise about what followed. He stole from me. He lied to me. He abandoned me when I needed someone most. He treated me as though I were rubbish to be discarded.
That sentence doesn't reach for poetry. It doesn't need to.
What it leaves behind is documented just as plainly. Trust issues described as running deep, and a decision, quiet but firm, not to pursue another relationship. The post frames it as a lesson the universe intended. Sad, perhaps, but true.
Deception at that scale doesn't just end a relationship. It rewrites how you read everyone that came before it.
The World Traveler series keeps going. There's more of this story still to tell.